So it's 11:17 a.m. I didn't want to get up earlier than this, but you know what happened is last night I went out. I went to go stop by a show where a friend of mine was at, and I ended up getting really fucking high. And like so high that I was like, dude, I gotta go. And this was like in Brooklyn, and I'm on the subway, and I look at Flixster as I'm approaching 42nd Street, and I was like, well, Sherlock Gnomes is starting right now. I think I'm gonna go see that movie. So I saw the 10:20 of Sherlock Gnomes. No, it's 10:30. I really wanted to see was God Is Not Dead. It's a Christian movie series. I've never seen one. I've only seen trailers for them. And it's all about how each movie is, you know, Christianity is under attack in America. It's kind of what it's about. And so I wanted to see one. I was like, oh, I'll go see that shit. Even if it's, you know, but it started earlier, and then I saw Sherlock Gnomes. And Sherlock Gnomes is British. So they got like Ozzy Osbourne in there and Stephen Merchant. And for some reason, all Elton John music. I don't know like what it is about the. I don't think this is the first Garden Gnome movie. I think there was another one. And this was like the sequel. But there's some connection to Elton John that I don't. They reference Elton John at one point, and then there's a lot. It's all Elton John music. I can't even remember the songs, but it's like Don't Go Breaking My Heart. I just noticed at one point they were playing The Bitches Back, but it was instrumental. It's not all Elton, it's like other people singing Elton John songs. Who gives a shit? I just was really high. I'm like, what's up? Why do they think kids care about Elton John? Because this is a kids movie. Oh. But so that's what I did last night. And I think tonight I'm going to go see Pacific Rim 2. So if you wanted to go see Pacific Rim 2, and go see it at the Regal on 42nd Street at 4:40, and we can go together. You, me, and my buddy Trey. Trey is a comedian, and he was on this. He did comedy on the Train Cruise, like the band Train, and they have their own cruise. I'm trying to see if I can get to perform on the 311 cruise. I want to get on that shit because I'm intrigued on what a boat full of 311 fans would be like. Probably pretty chill. All right, let's look at the news, I guess. What's going on in the world? I don't know yet. Is it still going swimmingly? Kentucky teachers to skip work after lawmakers bait and switch on pension reform. Oh, come on, Kentucky. You know teachers want that sweet, sweet pension. That's what it's all about. It's about summers off and pension. You do get your summers off, right? I mean, teachers, how much are the teachers making in Kentucky is my question. I can't really rule on any of this stuff if I don't have those numbers in front of me. And I'm not going to open this article to find out. I feel like, you know, the teachers of Kentucky could take care of themselves. They're a tough group. They don't need me to really get involved. Megachurch pastor indicted on $3.5 million fraud. Of course. You shouldn't even be called fraud at that point. you're a mega church pastor. That's your right, is to defraud everybody that gives you money. If people are giving you money, they want to give it away to somebody. If it wasn't going to be to you, it'd be on some kind of timeshare or a Bitcoin scam. There'd be something. It's not easy to be one of these mega church pastors. You know how many people want to do that gig? How many people fail? This dude made it to the top, making that money. He's not gonna have a nice car, a nice house, while he has to go out there and perform for all these people and tell them some bullshit that makes them happy about their lives, and also happy enough to spread around that cash. And they don't got much. I think I'd be good as a pastor. I should have got into that. I was so anti-religion. I'm still anti-religion, but not anti. Like, not anti-anti where I'm running around yelling about it, but I don't think it's a good thing. But if it could profit me and it's not going away, why not? So, and I think I'm a soothing influence on people. I think I can say things that make people feel good. And I'm not a bad performer. And if I open up a church and start doing, you guys, I gotta have to delete this episode. I gotta make a note of which episode this is. I think it's episode 380, and it's gone. Delete that, and I'll delete all my podcasts. If I start a church, I'm deleting all my podcasts. But you people listening know what's up and know it's a scam. So be cool. Don't go fucking saying nothing. You don't have to join. You don't have to give me money. I think you might enjoy it. I think you might find some peace there. I think maybe the love of the good Lord Jesus Christ can help you feel and heal the emptiness that you feel inside of you. And I want to just help spread that around this great country of ours, and that does take money. So in order for me to be able to do that and give the message to as many people as possible, it just is upon, I don't even want to say my flock, you're Jesus's flock. It's upon the flock to contribute and try to help spread the news of the Lord. I'm setting up a Patreon for my church. And you don't have to give you don't have to give anything. That's the beauty of it. The message is here for you, no matter what. If you can't afford it, hey, listen. Take care of your family first. Take care of the needs of your children. Maybe you have an elderly parent that you're taking care of. Make sure all this your affairs are in order, and then you say, oh, look here, I have an extra $300. Well, give that to the church of Chris Laker, LLC, and we can help make the world a better place. It's rough, but I think I could do something about it. I'm gonna work on that. Ooh, I'm going to fucking run a mega church. I'm going to be so goddamn rich. Planned Parenthood receives $9 million gift to open new clinics in West Texas. That's what I do with my money, man. When I get rich off my fucking... That's going to be the beauty of it. I'm going to get rich off my mega church, and I'm going to give it all to Planned Parenthood. Oh, what a heel turn that would be. That would be... like the best wrestling heel turn ever. This guy is a Christian pastor, and then he's like, oh, thank you all. We've raised all this money. We've raised $9 million. Thanks to all of you, you know, and all your contributions. And some of you told me how hard it was for you to give, but you gave till it hurt. And we have this money, and we're going to do so much good with Planned Parenthood. That's right, baby. They're giving out condoms. They're examining vaginas. I've heard on occasion they do abortions. And we're making sure that whole $9 million goes to abortions only. That's right. Step right up. Free abortions till this $9 million runs out, ladies. You're all welcome. Made a mistake? Take care of it today. All right. This was a weird one. It's better than yesterday. Explored some interesting ideas. I'm going to start researching that church thing. All right. I will see you on Monday. Have a great Easter weekend. Ooh, I'll talk all about my Easter on Monday. Can't wait. Oh, it's Good Friday. Whatever that means. Is that the day Jesus died? Why do they call it good? It was a bad day for him. You know what I'm saying? See you Monday. We love you.